Amen.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, we commence tonight's lesson by singing hymn 24.
奉主师圣名开始晚上的上课, 一起唱诗24首。
Please be seated.
请坐.
Before we begin our lessons, we are going to kneel down to pray and ask the Lord to guide us.
在我们上课之前, 要一起同心跪下来祷告, 求主耶稣带领我们的课程。
Let's kneel down to pray.
一起同心跪下来祷告。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
In the name of Jesus, I speak.
奉主祝圣名在这里说话。
Once again, I give thanks to God for assembling all of us here to study His Word.
再一次感谢主耶稣的恩典，能够引领我们每一位来到这里学习他的话语。
We are going to continue with our study on the book of 1 Corinthians.
那我们要继续来学习哥林多前书。
Paul wrote to the church at Corinth to help correct the church.
保罗写信给哥林多教会，希望能够改正他们的一些错误。
Because the church at Corinth was very divided.
因为在哥林多教会，他们教会里面分裂。
There were different groupings in the church.
在教会里面纷争结党。
We know that the church is the body of Christ.
我们知道教会是基督的身体。
The body of Christ cannot be divided.
那基督的身体当然不能够分裂了。
So for that reason, Paul has to write to them and to reintroduce Christ to them.
为了这个理由，保罗必须要写信给他们，重新介绍主耶稣基督给他们。
He told them about the power of God and the wisdom of God.
在信中他介绍了神的能力以及神的智慧。
The power of God refers to the gospel.
神的能力指的就是福音。
And this wisdom of God can only be found in Christ Jesus.
而神的智慧只有在基督耶稣里才能被找到。
And this wisdom can only be found when everyone of us, everyone of the members in Corinth joined together.
而这样的智慧也只有在哥林多教会所有的信徒同心之下才能够被找到。
When we talk about the wisdom of God,
当我们提到神的智慧，
we know that the wisdom of God is about righteousness, sanctification, and redemption.
我们知道神的智慧是关于公义、洁净以及赦罪。
This can be seen in chapter 1.
是在第一章哥林多前书第一章所记载的。
We know that Paul was dragged into the problem of the church.
我们知道保罗是被扯进教会的问题里面。
So in order to resolve the issue, he has to make sure that his supporters would no longer support him, but rather to become one with others in Christ Jesus.
所以要解决这样的问题，保罗必须要先确定他自己的支持者能够放弃支持他的立场，而能与所有的信徒成为一体。
So Paul continued to explain to them what Christ has done for them and for the church.
所以保罗向他们介绍基督耶稣为他们所做以及为教会所做的事。
So in order to do that, he had to promote Christ in the church.
要这样子做，他必须要在教会当中高举耶稣的名。
So that everyone can clearly see who the Lord was.
使每一个人都能够清楚认识明白基督是谁。
Can clearly perceive the work of Jesus Christ.
能够看清楚明白主耶稣的工作。
That's why from the very beginning of chapter 2, Paul begins to debase himself.
所以从第二章开始，保罗先讲到他自己。
降卑自己。
先降卑自己。
We know that serving God is not about promoting oneself.
我们知道服侍神不是个人的凸显。
In the process of serving God, we shouldDebase ourselves so that Christ can be seen by others.
在服侍神的过程当中，我们必须要谦卑自己，使人的目光看见耶稣。
So when we read chapter 2,
我们看第二章。
Paul also talks about wisdom.
在第二章，保罗提到了智慧。
So tonight I'm going to share with you the second part of chapter 2.
那今天晚上想跟大家一起分享第二章的第二个部分。
We read chapter 2, verse 6.
第二章第六节。
However, we speak wisdom among those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing.
第六节，然而在完全的人中，我们也讲智慧，但不是这世上的智慧，也不是这世上有权有位将要败亡之人的智慧。
Here Paul wants to talk about wisdom.
在这里保罗要讨论智慧。
But we know that he's they talk about the wisdom of God in a mystery.
但是他所讲的乃是奥秘当中神的智慧。
And this wisdom is hidden.
而这样的智慧是被隐藏的。
And it cannot be known by those who are not within the circle of Jesus Christ.
是那些不在主耶稣 旗下的人所没有办法所不能理解的。
As Paul has explained in verse 7 and verse 8.
就像保罗在第七节第八节所说的。
Today we are very blessed because we have seen the wisdom of God. We have known the wisdom of God.
今天我们是非常有福气，因为我们能够看见并且明白主耶稣的奥秘。
But in order to clearly perceive the wisdom of God,
但是要清楚明白神的旨意。
We must love Him.
我们必须要先爱神。
Just like what is mentioned in verse 9.
就像第九节所说的。
The thing which God has prepared for those who loved Him.
这一切是神为爱他的人所预备的。
So as long as we love God,
只要我们爱神,
we know that gradually this wisdom of God will be revealed.
那逐渐神奥秘的智慧就会向我们显明。
As we said before, this wisdom is about saving, it's about salvation.
就像我们之前所说，这样的奥秘、这样的智慧是关于神的拯救。
You may say that you have heard about the gospel of salvation before.
我们或许说，我过去已经听过这救恩的福音。
But to hear and to understand with conviction are quite different things altogether.
但是听见 和听见与完全明白并且信服是完全是不一样的事。
So in order to understand, we must love God.
所以首先要明白，我们必须要先爱神。
So we must make sure that we keep the commands of the Lord.
我们必须要确定我们有遵守神的诫命。
Now we are going to look at verse 11.
我们看第二章第十一节。
Chapter 2, verse 11.
哥林多前书二章十一节。
For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the spirit of God.
十一节，除了在人里头的灵，谁知道人的事？像这样，除了神的灵，谁知？也没有人知道神的事。
Here it makes it very clear that there is only one way to know the mystery of God or the things of God.
在这里说得非常清楚，只有一个方法可以明白、可以认识神，可以明白神的奥秘。
That is through the Spirit of God.
就是借着神的灵。
So without the Spirit of God, no one can understand the wisdom of God in a mystery.
除了神的灵，没有人能够明白神的奥秘。
That's why Paul said to the church.
所以保罗对教会说，
The church must be guided by the Spirit.
教会必须要被圣灵所引领。
We know that the word of God is very profound to us at times.
我们知道， 神的话对我们来说是非常深奥的。
Because God is high and mighty.
因为神是至高至大。
For us to understand His will,
要让我们能够明白他的旨意。
It seems that there is a gap.
感觉起来好像当中有一个隔阂，一个无法突破的鸿沟。
Because He is God.
因为他是神。
We are human beings.
而我们只是人。
How can we understand what He wants to do?
那作为一个人，我们怎么能够明白神的旨意呢？
Give you a very simple example.
我在这里要跟大家分享一个简单的例子。
If you have a dog with you, a dog.
如果你有一只狗，
If you talk to the dog,
如果你跟这只狗说话，
Maybe your dog may understand your gesture.
或许狗可以从你的动作当中知道你的意思。
But I don't think it can understand fully what you said to it.
但是相信你的狗并没有办法完全明白了解你的意思。
So because our frequency is different.
因为我们两边的频率是不一样的。
So today for us to understand the things of God,
所以今天要明白神的意思,
we need the Spirit of God.
我们必须要有神的灵。
So when we have the Spirit of God,
当我们有了神的灵,
then we are given the capacity to understand His will.
我们就得到了能够理解神的能力。
That's why Paul says to the church,
所以在这里, 保罗对教会说,
no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God.
除了神的灵, 谁能知道神的事呢？
So we must be guided by the Spirit.
所以我们必须要被圣灵所引领。
We can work very hard to know God's will.
我们可以试着非常努力地去 想要去知道神的旨意，
but we can never reach the level that God wants us to know without the Spirit.
但是如果没有神的灵， 我们永远都没有办法达到 理解神的那个层次。
We turn to turn back to 1 Corinthians.
我们看回来哥林多前书，
We read verse 10, yeah?
哥林多前书二章十节。
Chapter 2, verse 10. But God has revealed them to us through His Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God.
第十节， 只有神借着圣灵向我们显明了， 因为圣灵参透万事，就是神深奥的事也参透了。
And here it says the Spirit searches all things.
在这里说到圣灵能够参透万事。
I think this verse brings us to a question, a very important question.
在这里这一节给了我们一个很重要的问题。
That is the scope of His guidance.
就是什么叫做神的引领。
How much do you think He will guide us?
我们觉得这个引领的范围，他到底他能会引领我们到什么地步呢？
Because here it says the Spirit searches all things.
因为这里说圣灵参透万事。
Yes, the deep things of God.
甚至于神深奥的事。
How much do you think the Spirit will guide us?
那我们觉得圣灵会引领我们到什么地步？
Some people said.
有人这样说
if we have the Holy Spirit,
如果我们有圣灵
we can understand anything.
我们就能够明白所有的事
Is that true?
这是真的吗
Is that true? No? Not true? Okay. But the Bible here says,
但是圣经明明在这里说
The Spirit searches all things. Yes, the deep things of God.
这里明明说圣灵参透万事，就是神深奥的事也参透了。
So if we have the Holy Spirit,
那我们有圣灵呢？
Can we understand all things?
那我们可以参透万事吗？
No.
The sister said that that's why that, in the church, there are still many teachings that are still under discussion.
The scope of the Spirit guidance.
圣灵引领的范围.
We turn to John.
我们来看一下约翰福音.
John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章.
We read verse 26.
约翰福音十四章二十六节。
John 14 verse 26.
十四章二十六节。二十六节，但保惠师就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵，他要将一切的事指教你们，并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。
Here it says that when the Helper, the Holy Spirit comes.
在这里说到保惠师就是那圣灵来的时候
He will teach us all things
他会将一切的事指教我们
Everything
每一件事
That we want to know the Spirit will teach it seems that way
看起来好像所有我们想知道的圣灵都会教导我们
So what is the scope of the guidance of the Spirit?
那这样子圣灵引领的范围是什么呢
So when we read verse 26
如果我们念二十六节
My version, according to my version, all things mentioned twice
依照英文的英皇钦定版的版本在这里所有的事讲了两次
First, he will teach us all things
首先他说他会教我们一切的事
And bring to our remembrance all things that Jesus said to us
第二个是说要想起我对你所说的一切事
So here it gives us a scope of his guidance
所以在这里圣经给了我们一个圣灵引领的范围
Not everything that we want to know then the Spirit will help us know
不是所有的世界上任何的事情圣灵都会告诉我们
Here it says all things that Jesus said to us
而是所有主耶稣基督告诉我们的事
The word that Jesus has spoken
主耶稣所说的话
Like in the gospel
就像在福音书里面
He will use the Spirit to help us understand
他会借着圣灵使我们能够明白
So we must not misconstrue this verse misunderstand this verse
所以我们不要误会了这一节
To think that when the Spirit comes then we can understand all the knowledge or all branches of knowledge in the world
而以为当我们得到圣灵就应该要理解世界上所有的知识
because the Spirit is here to help us to know the things of God.
因为圣灵的目的是要来帮助我们明白神的事。
We also turn to chapter 16 of John.
约翰福音十六章。
John chapter 16.
约翰福音十六章。
We read verse 13 to verse 15.
约翰福音十六章十三节，十三节，只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理， 因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见的都说出来，并且要把将来的事告诉你们。14节，他要荣耀我，因为他要将授予我的告诉你们。15节，凡父所有的都是我的，所以我说他要将授予我的告诉你们。
Here we can see that the work of the Spirit.
我们在这里看到圣灵的功用。
And here it says, when he comes, he will guide us into all truth.
这里说到圣灵来了，要引领我们明白一切的真理。
In verse 13, it says, for he will not speak on his own authority.
13节说，他不是凭自己说的。
He will speak what Jesus wants the Spirit to speak.
而只会说主耶稣所要圣灵说的。
We read verse 15 again.
我们再看第十五节。
All things that the Father has a mind, therefore I said that he will take of mine and declare it to you.
十五节，凡父所有的都是我的，所以我说他要将授予我的告诉你们。
So whatever Jesus wants the Spirit to say, the Spirit will declare.
而圣灵会说所有主耶稣所要他说的。
Why did John write this part of the scriptures in this way?
为什么约翰用这种方式来写这一段信息呢？
It seems that the Holy Spirit is subordinate to Jesus.
看起来好像这个圣灵是臣服在主耶稣的底下。
In fact, John wants us to understand one important thing.
事实上，约翰希望我们明白一项重要的道理。
Whatever the Spirit teaches us,
不管圣灵教导我们的是什么，
should be centered upon Jesus Christ.
必须要这个教导必须要注意，要专注在主耶稣的身上。
That is the scope of the Spirit guidance.
这个就是圣灵引领的范围。
So if you read John again,
我们如果再看约翰福音，
we turn to the Gospel of John chapter 5.
约翰福音第五章。
The Gospel of John chapter 5.We read verse 39.
约翰福音第五章三十九节，三十九节，你们查考圣经，因你们以为内中有永生，给我做见证的就是这经。
Here Jesus says that we search the scriptures, for in them we believe that they have eternal life.
这里主耶稣说，我们查考圣经，因为我们认为内中有永生。
Why do we search the scriptures?
我们为什么要查考圣经呢？
Because there is eternal life.
因为其中有永生。
How can we gain eternal life?
我们怎么样得到永生呢？
Through Jesus Christ.
借着主耶稣基督。
So the scriptures testify Jesus.
所以所有的经卷只是为了主耶稣做证明。
So the entire scriptures talk about Jesus Christ.
整本圣经是只是关于主耶稣。
We read the same chapter, verse 46.
我们看约翰福音第五章四十六节，你们如果信摩西，也必信我，因为他书上有指着我写的话。
So even whatever Moses has written points to Jesus.
即使是摩西所写的，也是指向耶稣。
So we can see that everything that we have spoken about.Is concerning Jesus.
所以我们所学所讲的一切都是跟主耶稣有关。
When the Spirit comes,
当圣灵来了，
He teaches everything concerning Jesus.
他教导我们所有关于主耶稣基督的事。
When the Spirit comes,
当圣灵进入我们内心，
He declares everything that Jesus wants us to know.
他会告诉我们所有主耶稣要我们知道的。
The Bible also tells us about Jesus.
而圣经也告诉我们关于主耶稣基督。
So this is the scope of the Spirit guidance.
而这就是圣灵引领的范围。
We turn back to 1 Corinthians.
我们看回来哥林多前书。
1 Corinthians. We read verse 12.
哥林多前书第二章十二节。
1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 12.
哥林多前书二章十二节。
Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God.
十二节，我们所领受的并不是世上的灵，乃是神来的灵，叫我们能知道神开恩赐给我们的事。
I think my version is slightly different from the Chinese.
在新英皇钦定本的版本有一点不一样。
That we might know the things thathave been freely given to us by God.
使我们能够明白神白白赐给我们的事情。
So when we have the Spirit,
当我们得到神的灵
，The Spirit also help us know what the Lord has given to us freely.
圣灵帮助我们明白神白白赐给我们的道理。
Sometimes today we find that we can be very weak in faith.
有时候我们发觉今天在现今的社会，在现今的时代，我们的信心非常的软弱。
Perhaps because we have not fully known what the Lord has given to us.
或许是因为我们并不完全了解神所赐给我们的是什么。
Today, if we can see what the Lord has given to us,
今天我们如果能够看清神所赐给我们的
，then I believe our faith will be enhanced.
那我相信我们的信仰一定会有长足的进步。
So we need to ask ourselves this question.
所以我们必须要问自己这个问题
：What has the Lord given to us today?
神到底给了我们什么？
We may say the Holy Spirit.
我们或许说，我今天得了圣灵。
It's true. The Lord has given us the Holy Spirit.
这是事实，我们有得到圣灵。
We turn to Ephesians.
我们看以弗所书。
We read chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章。
We read verse 3.
以弗所书第一章第三节。
Chapter 1, verse 3.
第一章第三节，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
Here it says that in Christ Jesus, every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places has been given to us.
在这里说到，所有天上属灵的福气，在基督耶稣里都赐给我们了。
Now today can we see all this spiritual blessing?
但是今天我们能够看见、体会到这各样属灵的福气吗
？But according to Paul, all this blessing has been given to us already.
依照保罗所说，这一切的福气都已经赐给我们。
Meaning that God has given everything that we need.
意思就是说，神已经将我们所需要的一切都给了我们。
Spiritually speaking, we lack nothing in Christ Jesus.
从属灵的层面来说，我们应该一无所缺。
Now in order to receive this blessing,
而要得到这样的福气
there is a condition attached.
在这里有一个条件
that we must always remain in Christ Jesus.
就是我们要常常存在基督耶稣里
meaning that we must keep ourselves in Christ.
就是我们要住在基督里
So today, if our heartHas wandered away from him.
今天如果我们的心远离神
obviously we will not be able to see the blessing.
当然我们就没有办法看见这各样属灵的福气。
Now what are the blessings?
那这些福气又是什么呢？
Now when we read from verse 4 onwards, right up to verse 14.
我们如果从第四节一直看到第十四节
So this chapter basically outlines and details the blessings from God.
在这一整段都是在介绍各样属灵的福气。
Here it talks about how God has chosen us.
这里提到神怎么样拣选我们。
The choosing of God in itself is a blessing.
神的拣选本身就是一种福气。
And it talks about how Christ has redeemed us.
同时这里提到神怎么样赦免我们的罪。
How through his blood our sins are washed away.
怎么样借着他的宝血洗净我们一切的罪孽。
So redemption in itself is a blessing in God.
所以赦罪在主里就是一个福气。
And he also made known his mystery to us.
同时他也显明他的奥秘。
This is also a spiritual blessing.
这也是一项属灵的福气。
He also has given us the truth.
他也赐给我们真理。
So that we can understand what the truth is all about.
使我们能够明白真理是什么。
He has also given us the Holy Spirit.
同时他也赐给我们圣灵。
As a guarantee for us to inherit the kingdom of God.
作为我们承受天国基业的凭据。
This is spiritual blessing.
这些都是属灵的福气。
So when we have the Holy Spirit.
当我们有了圣灵。
When we pray to God,
当我们向神祷告
we must ask God to enlighten our heart.
我们必须要求神开启我们的心
the eyes of our heart,
能够使我们的心眼明亮
to see all this heavenly blessing,
能够看到这一切属灵的福气
And for that reason, Paul prayed for the members at Ephesus.
也因为这个原因，保罗为以弗所教会的信徒代祷
We look at chapter 1.
我们看第一章
We read.Verse 15.
以弗所书第一章十五节，因此我既听见你们信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒，就为你们不住的感谢神，祷告的时候常提到你们。
Verse 17.
十七节，求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那四人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他。第十八节， 并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在信徒中有得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。十九节，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等的浩大。
Amen. Okay. Now here Paul prayed for the members at Ephesus.
在这里，保罗为以弗所教会的众信徒祈
祷。Not only he gave thanks to God on their behalf.
不只为了这些信徒向神感谢。
Because of their love.
因为这些信徒有爱心。
Paul also prayed that their eyes, may understand, the calling of God.
同时，保罗也为他们代祷，希望他们能够看见这被选召是何等的恩典。
To see the great work of God,
能够看到神，能够看到神在他们生命当中的伟大作为。
Though we have been Christian for many years,
或许我们作为基督徒已经许多年了。
Sometimes spiritually speaking, we may not be able to wholly perceive.The work of God in our life and what He has done for us.
但是从属灵的角度来看，有时候我们并没有办法完全明白神在我们身上的作为。
If we have received everything that the Lord has given to us,
如果我们得到了主所应许我们的一切，
I believe surely in our hearts we are satisfied.
那相信我们每个人的心都能够完全得到满足。
I believe that we will enjoy coming to the church to worship God and to serve the Lord.
我们会很欢喜的来到教会来敬拜神，来服侍神。
Because our eyes of understanding have been enlightened.
因为我们的心眼蒙得以打开。
So today when we pray to God,
今天当我们向神祈祷，
we said ask the Spirit to help us.
我们求神的圣灵帮助我们。
So that we can know what the Lord has given to us freely.
我们能够看到神所赐给我们的是何等的丰盛。
We turn back to chapter 2 of 1 Corinthians.
我们看回来哥林多前书第二章。
We know that having studied from verse 10 to verse 12,
从哥林多前书第二章十节到十二节，
there is another issue that we need to ask ourselves.
在这里有另外一个我们必须要问自己的问题。
Because I think many churches have encouraged the believers to search into the scriptures.
有许多的教会都鼓励信徒要查考圣经。
I think that is very commendable. It's very good.
这是非常好的。
We want the believers to know the word of God.
我们希望信徒能够明白神的话。
But there's a question we need to ask.
但是同时我们必须要问一个问题。
How to study the word of God?
我们要怎么样学习神的话呢？
How do we know that each time when we study the word of God, the Spirit is there to guide us?
我们怎么知道每次我们来查考圣经的时候，圣灵有引导我们呢？
I think this is a very crucial question.
我觉得这是一个非常要紧的问题。
Sometimes we find that even amongst ourselves, we have different understanding concerning this.
因为有时候发觉在查考同样的经节，即使我们当中也有不同的想法。
How to study the Bible?
怎么样来查考圣经？
Obviously, we need to search into the scriptures.
当然，我们必须要查考圣经。
Just like in the Acts of the Apostle,
就像在使徒行传所说的，
the members at Berea,
在比利亚的信徒，
we turn to chapter 17.
使徒行传十七章，
Acts of the Apostle chapter 17.
使徒行传十七章，
we read verse 11.
第十一节，
chapter 17 verse 11.
十一节，这地方的人，咸于帖撒罗尼迦的人，甘心领受这道，天天查考察圣经，要晓得这道是与不是。
Here we are told that the members of Berea searched the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so.
在这里说到比利亚的人，他们天天查考圣经，要来明白这道到底是不是真的。
They have received the truth already.
他们已经得到了真理。
Not only they listen to the word,
他们不只听见神的话，
they also search into the words themselves.
他们还自己去查考，
to confirm what they have received is true.
来确认他们所听见的是正确的。
This is a very good practice.
这是一个非常好的方法。
Today we need to do the same.
今天我们也要做一样的。
Not only we listen to the word,
不只我们听神的话。
After we have heard the word, when we return home,
在我们听到道理之后回到家，
we should search into what we have heard.
我们必须要查考我们到底听了什么。
So that we can take root in what we heard.
使我们能够将所听的道理扎根。
Now we turn back to chapter 2.
我们看回来哥林多前书第二章。
Sometimes when we explain the Bible,
有时候当我们要解释圣经，
how do we go about explaining the scriptures?
我们怎么样来解释这些经文呢？
We turn to chapter 2.
我们看第二章。
We read Verse 13.
哥林多前书第二章十三节.
These things we also speak not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual.
第十三节. 并且我们讲说这些事不是用人智慧所指教的言语，乃是用圣灵所指教的言语，将属灵的话解释属灵的事。
Here it says comparing spiritual things with spiritual.
在这里说到用属灵的话来解释属灵的事。
So when we discuss the Bible,
所以当我们查考圣经,
or when we want to bring out a teaching or confirm a point,
或者是我们要讲到一些道理，要来确定一些观点,
we need the backup from other places in the Bible.
那我们必须要有其他经卷或其他的经节来认证。
Even whatever we said in the Bible study,
不管我们在查经的时候所说的,
our ideas, our teaching must be backed up by the scriptures.
我们所说的，我们的想法都必须要有经文来背书。
That's why Paul says we must compare spiritual things with spiritual.
所以在这里保罗说要用属灵的话来解释属灵的事。
Sometimes we also hear that people say they receive direct revelation from God.
有时候我们可以听到有人会宣称他直接在灵里 有神的直接的指示。
We do not deny this.
我们并不否认有这样的事发生。
Because sometimes God can guide a person, can give understanding to a person directly.
因为神的确可以用这种方式来引领人，直接将他的话告诉人。
Just like some cases in the Bible.
像圣经当中就有一些例子。
Or when Paul said God wants him to go to a certain place to preach.
像神要彼得到一些地方去传福音。 神要保罗去一些地方传福音。
God give him directions.
所以神就直接指示他。
Or God allowed Peter to understand how the Gentiles should be admitted into the church.
另外一个例子就是神怎么样指示彼得要将外邦人引领进入神的羊圈。
Direct revelation.
这都是直接的启示。
But we know that this may not occur all the time.
但是我们要知道这样的事情不是常常发生的。
This is only one part of the guidance of the Spirit.
因为这只是圣灵引领的一个部分。
We know that the Spirit guides the church.
我们知道神的灵，圣灵引领教会。
The Spirit not only guides us, but also guides the church and everyone.
圣灵不止引领我们，也引领教会以及教会里的每一个人。
I want you to read the First John.
我们看约翰一书。
First John chapter 2.
约翰一书第二章。
We read verse 27.
约翰一书第二章二十七节。
Chapter 2, verse 27.
约翰一书第二章二十七节。
But the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you do not need that anyone teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things, and is true, and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you will abide in him.
27节，你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里。 并不用人教训你们，自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按这恩膏的教训住在主里面。
The anointing here refers to the Holy Spirit.
在这里所谓的恩膏指的就是圣灵。
We have received the Holy Spirit.
如果我们得到圣灵,
it seems that outwardly here it tells us that we do not need anyone else to teach us.
我们如果只看这个经节的字面, 好像是说得了圣灵以后就不用任何人告诉你什么事。
That's why some people said, yeah.
所以有时候我们可以听到一些人这样说,
I have the Holy Spirit already.
我说我已经有圣灵了,
I received direct revelation from
我从神那里会直接得启示,
so I don't need to be taught anymore.
那我就不需要有任何人来教导我。
This is what John has said.
因为这是约翰所说的。
Because the anointing can teach me directly.
因为我这个恩膏会直接的教导我。
Is that true?
这是正确的吗?
Is that true?
是真的吗?
Here it says, if you have the anointing, the Spirit, then you don't need anyone to teach you.
在这里圣经明明说到, 如果你得了这个恩膏, 你就不需要人来教导你。
Is that true?
这是真的吗?
So how do you explain this?
如果不是, 那我们要怎么样解释这一节呢?
How do you think this verse should be explained?
我们觉得这一节应该要怎么样解释呢?
Okay, we read the same chapter.
我们看同样, 同样的一章。
We read we read verse 20.
我们看约翰一书二章第二十节。
But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things.
在20节说, 你们从那圣者受了恩膏, 并且知道这一切的事。
Verse 21.
21节,
I have not written to you because you do not know the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth.
21节, 我写信给你们不是因你们不知道真理, 这是因你们知道并且知道没有虚谎是从真理出来的。
You know that John wrote to these believers.
我们知道约翰写信给这些信徒。
They have already received the Holy Spirit.
而这里这些信徒都是已经得圣灵的。
If they have received the Holy Spirit,
如果他们都已经得圣灵了,
then why should John still write to them?
那约翰还写信给他们做什么呢?
Is this not a contradiction?
这不是跟他自己所说的话有了矛盾吗?
If the Spirit can teach them directly all the time,
如果圣灵这个恩膏能够
Why should John write to them again?
那约翰还写信给他们做什么?
So from here we can come to a mini conclusion. So when we talk about the teachings of from the Holy Spirit,
让我们提到从圣灵来的指教的教训,
it includes teaching from the church.
这个包括在教会里面的教导,
it includes teaching from our brothers and sisters.
这个包括从弟兄姐妹当中的学习,
direct revelation from God is only part of the teachings from God.
从神那边直接的启示只是这整个启示当中的一小部分。
So when you read this chapter carefully,
所以当我们仔细的来读这一章,
for example in verse 19,
例如第19节,
here it says, they went out from us, but they were not of us, for if they had been of us, they would have continued with us, but they went out that they might be made manifest that none of them were of us.
19节, 他们从我们中间出去却不是属于我们,若是属我们,必仍旧与我们同在, 他们出去显明, 都不是属我们的。
Who are these who have gone out?
这些出去的人是谁?
The Antichrist.
是那些, 敌基督的。
They confuse the faith of the believers.
他们试着要干扰, 要混乱教会的道理。
That's why John said to them,
所以约翰告诉他们,
you have the anointing to teach you.
你们已经有圣灵教导你们。
You don't need anyone to teach you anymore.
你不需要这些人再来教导你们。
Because you have already received what is good.
因为你们已经得到什么是正确的。
So from here we can see,
所以在这里我们可以看到,
the word of God, whenever it's preached,
当神的话, 它被宣讲的时候,
we know that this is the work of the Spirit, this is the guidance of the Spirit.
我们知道这就是圣灵的工作, 是,
we look at one example, one more example.
我们来看一个例子,
we turn to this Second Peter.
看彼得后书,
Second Peter. We read chapter 1.
彼得后书第一章,
Second Peter chapter 1. We read verse 13.
彼得后书第一章十三节,
verse 13.
十三节,
yes, I think it is right, as long as I'm in this tent, to stir you up by reminding you.
十三节, 我以为应当趁我还在这帐篷的时候提醒你们,激发你们。
Verse 14.
14节,
knowing that surely I must put off my tent, just as our Lord Jesus Christ showed me.
14节, 因为知道我脱离这帐篷的时候快到了, 正如我们主耶稣基督所指示我的。
When Peter was writing this epistle to the believers,
当彼得写这封书信给信徒的时候,
he knew that he was about to depart from the world.
他知道他离世的时间已经接近了。
And because of that, he wrote to them,
因此他向他们写信,
to stir them up by reminding them,
借着提醒他们, 希望能够激发这些信徒。
So we find that this is the work of the Spirit.
我们可以看到这就是圣灵的工作。
When Peter wrote to them,
当彼得写信给他们,
when they read the epistle,
当他们读了这样的书信,
they knew that this is the word of God.
他们知道这就是神的话。
This is the guidance of the Spirit.
这个就是圣灵的引领。
We read chapter 3 of 2 Peter.
彼得后书第三章。
2 Peter chapter 3. We read verse 1.
彼得后书第三章第一节,
2 Peter chapter 3 verse 1.
Beloved, I now write to you this second epistle, in both of which I stir up your pure minds by way of reminders.
彼得后书第三章第一节，亲爱的弟兄啊，我现在写给你们的是第二封信。这两封信啊，这两封都是提醒你们，激发你们诚实的心。
It seems that Peter was so long-winded, nagging, keep nagging all the time.
这里看起来好像彼得非常的啰嗦。
Keep telling the believers.
不停繁琐的重复这些话。
Is this not the work of the Spirit?
那你觉得这个难道不是圣灵的作为吗？
Is it not a way for the Spirit to remind the believers?
难道这不是圣灵借用这种方法来提醒信徒吗？
Is this not a way for the Spirit to teach the church?
这不是圣灵的方法来教导教会吗？
So from here we can see.
从这里我们可以看到。
So when we talk about the guidance of the Spirit.
当我们来提圣灵的引领。
When we come to the church.
当我们来到教会。
Or when we have a Bible study.
或者在查经。
We need to understand.
我们都必须要了解。
Whatever is spoken.
不管所说的是什么，
as long as it is biblical,
只要是合乎圣经教训的，
this is the teachings of the Spirit,
就是圣灵的教训。
We turn to Hebrews.
我们看一下希伯来书。
Hebrews chapter 3.
希伯来书第三章。
Hebrews chapter 3.
希伯来书第三章。
We read verse 7.
第七节。
Hebrews chapter 3 verse 7.
希伯来书第三章第七节。
Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today if you will hear His voice,
第七节，圣灵有话说，你们今日若听他的话。
Verse 7 to verse 11 is a quotation from Psalms 95.
在第七节到第十一节是引证诗篇第九十五篇。
We know that Psalm was written by a psalmist.
我们知道诗篇是由作诗的人所写的。
But when this writer wrote to the recipients of the book of Hebrews,
但是当希伯来书的作者写给读者的时候
，He says, as the Spirit, Holy Spirit says,
他说圣灵有话说。
So when the writer uses the word from the scriptures,
当这个作者引用圣经当中的话
，It becomes the teachings of the Holy Spirit，
就成为是圣灵的教导。
That's why here it says, as the Holy Spirit says，
所以在这里说是圣灵所说的。
So we must remember this，
我们必须要记得这一点。
So in the church，
所以在教会里
，when we have gathering together，
当我们聚集在一起
we need to have this hearts of fearing God，
我们必须要有要存敬畏神的心。
So whatever is said，
不管所说的是什么
，or whatever is taught，
或者我们教导的是什么
，we should listen carefully，
我们必须要仔细的听。
But at the same time we must have a humble heart，
但是而同时我们也要一个谦卑的心。
As long as this is the word of God，
只要这是神的话
，is within the scriptures，
是合乎圣经教导的
，then we know that this is from the Spirit，
那我们就知道这是从圣灵来的教训。
This is how the Spirit guides us and guides the church。
而这也是圣灵引导我们以及引导教会的方法。
So during Bible study, yeah,
所以在查经的时候
we need to listen.
我们必须要聆听
At the same time, we must be humble.
同时也要谦卑
So that through Bible study,
所以借由查经
our faith can be encouraged.
使我们的信仰能够得到激励
So just.Even in a service setting, in the church service,
或者是在教会聚会的时候
we need to adopt this kind of attitude.
我们也要存着同样的态度
do not think that we know so much.
不要觉得说我已经懂得很多
only I know.
或者是只有我最懂
because I received directly from God.
因为我是从神那里有受直接的启示
but we see that sometimes God works differently through different people to encourage us.
我们要知道，神有时候是用不同的方法，从不同的人那边来指引我们。
We turn back to First Corinthians.
翻回来哥林多前书。
First Corinthians, chapter 2.
哥林多前书第二章。
We read verse 14.
第十四节。
Last night we briefly touched on this verse.
昨天晚上我们已经略微讨论了这一节。
Here Paul says, but the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned.
十四节，然而属血气的人不领会神圣灵的事，反倒以为愚拙，并且不能知道，因为这些事唯有属灵的人才能看透。
How should we study the word of God?
我们要怎么样学习神的话呢？
First, we must learn to control ourselves.
我们首先要学会 控制自己
cultivate ourselves
要操练自己
so that this natural man is no longer there
所以我们要除掉这个属血气的人
so that when we study the word of God
当我们学习神的话
or when we have a fellowship together
当我们有团契在一起的时候
the spirit can guide us fully
可以有圣灵完全的引领我们
sometimes we see that a Bible study may not be very edifying
我们有时候发觉一些查经不是非常的有造就
even in the fellowship we find that it may not be very edifying
有时候在一些团契里面真的没有什么造就
why? Because we still have this carnal side of our character
因为在这当中我们常常是出于血气出于仁义
so we must remove it
所以我们必须要除掉属血气的自己
that's why Paul says
这是保罗所说的
the natural man does not receive the things of the spirit of God
属血气的人不能领受神圣灵的事
If we humble ourselves,
如果我们能够谦卑
if you have a quiet heart,
能够有颗安静的心
when we listen to the word,
当我们聆听神的话
even though we see that this speaker may not be very fluent and eloquent,
即使这个讲道的人不是非常的有口才
but because our heart is prepared,
但是当我们的心已经预备好了
when he speaks the word of God,
而当这个人这个讲道的人说神的话
the word of God can touch our heart
而神的话能够感动我们
many a time we see that our character hinder us from receiving teachings from God
常常是因为我们的自我阻止了我们学习神的话领受神的话
so we must do whatever we can to remove this unrefined character
所以我们必须要尽我们所能的除掉这个属血气的人
we turn back to chapter 2
我们看回来哥林多前书第二章
we know that the church had received this message from Paul
我们知道这里的这个教会从保罗那里领受了这样的教训
because Paul preached to them
因为保罗向他们传福音
when we read chapter 3
我们如果看第三章
we find that this is not a very spiritual church.
我们发现这间教会并不是非常的属灵。
They may have fellowship together.
他们有团契。
We turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多前，我们来看哥林多前书十一章。
1 Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多前书十一章。
Verse 18.
十八节。
Chapter 11 verse 18.
哥林多前书十一章十八节。
First of all, when you come together as a church, I hear that there are division among you, and in part I believe it.
十八节，第一，我听见你们聚会的时候彼此分门别类，我也稍微信这话。
They gathered together as a church.
他们聚集在一起。
But there was division amongst them.
但是在当中却分门别类。
It goes to show that.You know, the carnal side of their characters have not been removed.
我们从这里就看出他们那个属肉体、属血气的部分并没有除掉。
That's why each time when they gather together.
所以当他们每一次聚集的时候
there's division.
就会纷争、会结党。
Now we come back to chapter 3.
我们看回来第三章。
Chapter 3 verse 1.
哥林多前书第三章。
And I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual people, but as to carnal, as to babes in Christ. Verse 1.
哥林多前书三章第一节，弟兄们，我从前对你们说话，不能把你们当作属灵的，只得把你当作属肉体，在基督里为婴孩的。
They are still very carnal.
他们还是非常的属乎肉体。
How do we know?
我们怎么知道呢？
Because they fight among themselves.
因为他们当中常有争竞。
Amongst them, there was still envy and strife and division.
在当中有嫉妒，有纷争。
They behave like mere men.
他们。
Mere man,
他们看起来就只是普通人。
So it means that the word of God has not worked effectively in them.
意思就是说，神的话并没有在他们当中能够对他们能够改变他们。
If you want to know whether a church is spiritual or not, is mature.
我们如果想要看一个教会是不是在很属灵或者是非常的成熟。
Do not just look at the number.
我们不需要看到底有多少信徒。
Look at the interaction amongst the believers.
我们只要看信徒当中的互动就知道了。
If they can communicate and they love one another, very
well.如果他们能够互相的沟通，能够彼此相爱
，if they can live in harmony with one another，
能够跟彼此过着非常和睦的生活
，this is a mature church，
这就是一个很成熟的教会。
This church has been encouraged by the word of God，
这个教会是被神的话所激励的。
If you enter into a big church，
但是当你进到一个大教会
，with many many people，
有许多许多的人
，thousands of people，
几千人
but
There's no harmony in the church.
但是在这当中，如果没有和睦，
we know that this church is not mature.
那我们就知道这个教会并不成熟。
This is how Paul measured the maturity of the church.
这是保罗来衡量教会属不属灵的方法。
I have a question to ask you.
我在这有一个问题要问大家。
But you don't have to answer.
你不需要回答。
You can answer in your heart.
你只要在自己内心里面回答就好了。
Is your church mature?
我们来的，我们所属的教会成熟吗？
Let's sing him.
我们一起唱诗。
23，
请唱诗23首。
您姐妹，Now we are going to have our concluding prayer.
我们现在要一起做结束的祷告。
In our prayer, we pray especially for Sister Lin.
我们在祷告当中特别为琼山姐妹祷告。
We ask the Lord to guide and heal her.
我们特别求主耶稣看顾照顾。
Let's kneel down to pray.
我们一起同心跪下来祷告。